Okay. Meeting will come to order. Let's begin with the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today is Monday, December 9th, 2019. This is a public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice is published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Sorry, one second.
Slowest roll call of the
Mr. Filas?
Absent.
Dr. Lewis?
Absent.
Mr. Mattson?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
And Mr. Yeager?
Huh? You skipped a couple.
You skipped me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Let me I'm here. Sorry. No, you know why? Because I don't have my normal thing.
Did she call you?
Ms.
No.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
And Ms. Stevens?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thanks. Just a couple things we can knock off now. Vouchers, there were two vouchers. I just looked at both for Baker, the hearing of which we've not yet had. And so if anyone would like to look at them, they're over there. But they were in order as far as I'm concerned. So I'll move that we approve payment on those two bills in a second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays or abstentions? None. Okay, the meeting minutes from November 25th. Eligible members Lewis, Mattson, McCaffrey, Pfeffer, Roberts, and Yeager. I didn't have any corrections. They were pretty short. I have a motion to approve those minutes.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Filas? I'm sorry. I don't have my agenda.
Okay, I'll read them all.
All the names. So
she doesn't have her normal sheet with her. That's why she's confused. So, Mr. Mattson?
Here. I mean, yes.
Yes. McCaffrey votes yes. Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager is not here. And Dr. Lewis is not here. Okay, the only thing that we have...
And Ms. Stevens was not eligible, correct?
Yes, I didn't even read
okay.
Her name.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Mr. McTiernan.
I'm not eligible, no.
Right.
Okay. So we have public hearing for Platypus, amended preliminary and final site plans, but it was noticed for a 7:30 start time, so we can't begin the hearing on that. We have a couple things to talk about before then. So Denise has... one, which will take up some time. We still have time. I'll tell you about my little medical procedure coming on Friday. It's actually very interesting. But we'll see if we can time for that.
Okay, so I'm not sure how many of you know, but I've been taking some classes for the township. The township is sponsoring me to for financial management to fill in for the CFO position when the next term ends. So I've been taking classes for the last 2 years. I have about a year or so left. One of the classes I need to take is only offered by one individual, and it's only offered on one event. Oh. So it's going to be from January through March, so I'm going to be missing all three of the meetings for January, February, March, obviously one meeting each. So I've spoken to Tom about it, and I guess... Tom was thinking that maybe somebody on the board might want to assist, volunteer with running the recorder and doing the roll call.
Right. There's two things we need to cover, right? Getting the recording running, and the other is recording the votes whenever we take
right.
a vote. And then if we have the recording, if we get that right, then you can do the minutes from that, and you'll still be doing the preparation for...
Yes, I'll be doing everything else. I'll still be in work on Mondays during the day. The class is Monday evenings. So I'll come over here. Everything will be set up just like it normally is. I'll leave the files here. Everything can just be left here, and then I'll come Tuesday morning and pick everything up. So it'll be just the three meetings,
right.
January, February, March.
Right, and then you'll be back here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, January, we have the issue where you run the first half of the meeting.
Yeah.
Because we have to elect officers.
Oh,
we won't
right.
have a chairman or an attorney.
Right, that's a good point.
The reorganization meeting.
Yeah.
So whoever does it will have a little extra work on the first of the first meeting in January.
So can a board member do that part?
Can any board member do it?
Any board member that's not getting...
Yes, I think any board member that's not getting... That doesn't need to basically get...
Reappointed.
Could do that, I believe.
But they could still vote, even if they're...
Vote for...
For chairman and... I mean, once the chairman's
right.
elected, then
right,
he takes
Right, then he can
over.
Run the meeting. So you basically need somebody to just start the meeting. You meet... So is the chair... Is the chair... Oh... Right, you need somebody. Is the chair up for?
No.
So you could. So you could. Well, I mean.
Well, wait. No, we reappoint chair.
I understand that, but I'm just saying in terms of you could, if you're not up, which it doesn't look like.
I'm not up.
Right, and probably I believe you could start the meeting, or John could, you know, initiate
John,
the meeting.
John could do it, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think that'd be okay.
He could
okay.
do the pledge. He could, you know,
yeah.
call. So between the two of you, you can get rid of those. Little things, and then somebody who is also on the board could start doing whatever first procedural item is up. So if whether it's getting anybody else that needs to get reappointed or sworn, whatever that is, and then if there's any new members, and then because John would swear in anybody else that knew that anyway, and
right.
then
I think he does that ahead of time.
And
yes, he usually does.
Just
yeah.
to clarify that since we're on that point, the people that are up. So Wayne Filas's term ended. Will end at the end of this month, and he is not looking to be reappointed. And Dan, you're
alternate two.
So you are up for a 2-year appointment. You're good for another year, and there is someone else. No, that's it. Sharon, you just completed the first year. Are you thinking to you, Dave?
No. I was just thinking that. If Wayne's not up, would Dan be moving from alternate to regular?
Yeah, slide us up. I'll take the...
Somebody. I mean...
Right.
It would make sense for one of the alternates to become a regular member rather than whoever's appointed to that.
Right, and I think it typically moves alternate one moves up to regular, and then alternate two moves up to alternate one.
Yep.
So that would be the start of a 4-year...
We get promoted.
Yes.
And you would be moving up to
one.
The balance, the second year he's in.
Yes,
he's
you finished my second year of my term.
And this does double your salary, too.
So. triple.
Yeah. Oh, Dave, you are also, you're also
okay.
ending.
I wasn't sure whether I was or not.
Right. Okay, so that will work. And that's for someone to run the recorder, and it runs on your PC. Dave, what do you think? Would you begin?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think it's overly complicated, right?
It's not. No.
Yeah, no, it's. I can show you. We actually just got this. It's a new Liberty system,
new
so we share it with the court.
Okay.
So Carly uses it for counsel. I use it for both boards. And then Lynn uses it for the court. Mm. And everybody has their own module, so...
Okay.
I could just show you how to get into hours, and I mean, it's quite simple.
And you'll have your sheets ready. So that'll be the plan, right? Anybody have a problem with that? If we didn't think that was going to work, the alternative would be to have someone else come, like Carla, who was here for last meeting? No, two meetings ago?
Two meetings ago.
Well, also, I haven't talked, like, I guess I would be reappointed, but I haven't talked to the mayor. You know, he can certainly appoint somebody else if he wants to.
He doesn't have other people waiting in the
okay.
wing. So if you're
I was going to say, is there someone then for alternate two that's going to come in, or do we have someone?
We'll have to find someone.
Right, and we'd probably just go without him. I spoke with him about Wayne, who didn't want to resign, he said, look, I can't make any more meetings, but leave me alone. If you guys are stuck and you need someone and it's for a night, I'll come, but I don't want to be reappointed. And I talked with the mayor. He said, I don't have anyone. But if you guys know someone that you think would be appropriate to be alternate to.
Find someone.
Yeah, but we're not, it's not a desperate situation.
No.
If we want a year without having someone, that would be fine. Yeah, sure.
So this being the end of everyone's term, we are giving us our evaluations before the end of the
year. I'm waiting for my own evaluation.
Trying to kill time.
You get it every January when you're renominated.
That's your evaluation. Do it, right?
Yeah, that's your evaluation or punishment.
Yeah,
that's
positive part.
And you get the usual bonus, right?
Right. First time Ira was sent here, leans over to me, goes, you know this is an appointment for life.
Don't tell John that. He did it for, how many years were you chairman, Joe?
Oh, I don't think I've been chairman as long as Tom was.
Really? Okay.
It was 7 or 8 years.
But you still haven't gotten a good evaluation to get off the board, though. You're still here.
But then I was planning board chairman at one time, too.
And you were mayor at one time, too. Yeah, well. You've been everything. You know, maybe you should take Denise's job, because it's the only job you haven't had.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And Tom does get the bonus if he gets the bulletproof chair in the
yes.
at the meetings.
What else? I'm trying to think of anything else we want to talk about.
Does everyone want to do another reorg dinner?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, yep. I wouldn't be able to attend, but if you'd like to do it, I can certainly arrange it.
Yeah. So
definitely.
Last time, was it at
Riley and Jake's? Oh, no, wait a minute.
Didn't we go back and forth a couple times? What's the place that has the downstairs room?
Well, they both have downstairs rooms, but
okay.
Finagle's has the one that you walk right in the back door and it's right there.
Yeah,
Riley and Jake, she come in the front.
It was the main level, but it was the room all the way in the back and left.
Yeah, that was
just
Finagle.
One table in the room, remember?
Yeah, right. That was good. I'm happy with that. See everybody else?
Yeah. Sure.
So what time do we have any cases for January?
No.
So we could start the meeting a little bit later, 7:30? Or is it already noticed?
We could change that.
Right? Because at what time would we have to sit down to dinner in order to get here? 2 hours, the right length of time?
2 hours is more.
Hour and a half.
Yep. Be my guess.
So maybe if you did a 6 o'clock dinner.
6 o'clock dinner.
I mean, if we're re-noticing it and it's the first meeting of the year and we don't have any actual business other than reorg, could we move to a different day other than Monday so Denise doesn't miss our dinner and?
Yeah.
Be okay with me.
Sure.
Then that would solve the problem. Who would start the meeting? I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
If you notice, you know, as long as you notice.
Yeah, I mean it's noticed, but if we're gonna do a sunshine notice to change the time, we could change the date as well. It just makes me feel needed.
You are needed. Yeah.
Right.
Jeez.
You don't want to make it seem too easy when you're not here, right?
But who else uses?
Eliminated.
If we move it, who else uses this room at night? I mean, we can't be on a planning board night or a council night.
Well,
planning boards are Mondays.
The first and the third. So that wouldn't be an issue.
Councils are Wednesday.
Okay.
So Tuesday.
Tuesday night would work.
Tuesday the 28th, because normally it'd be Monday the 27th, right?
Yeah. Is it the 28th?
I don't know what John's schedule is either.
Right. I was thinking about asking Denise to send out an email for the floating.
But that maybe the.
Does he have another township?
And that's the.
Thursday the 30th also, whichever one works better for his schedule, Tuesday. I guess.
I don't know what he. I don't know off the top, you know.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head.
So Denise, could you just send out an email? How about asking the 28th and the 30th and see how people respond to that? You know, like a 6 o'clock dinner and be here for 7:30.
Yeah.
And we'll be out of here by 8 or 8:30.
I thought we had Baker for January.
February.
No, oh, they're coming back.
Because they can't make it in January.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I do remember now.
No, I thought they could. They didn't want to do the reorg meeting because they thought they needed more time.
Well, there was one. Was it February that they couldn't make? There was one day they said we don't want to come that day because one of their experts or something.
Oh, no, sorry. Today they didn't want to do it because they didn't want to compete.
Exactly.
With
they didn't want the whole meeting.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I don't remember.
Regardless, they're not coming in
yes.
January.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not coming in January.
Bottom line.
So when you get responses back, Denise, we can make a decision then. What works the best for most people.
Well, for everyone that's here, which day would be better? Tuesday or Thursday?
Either, but Tuesday, I guess, would be my first choice.
That would be mine, too.
Mine, but I honestly don't have any particular reason other than I'd just rather do it earlier in the week.
Take a big picture, make it earlier in the month.
Yeah. Well, now if we're going to lose Denise on Monday, so we might as well have it on a night that she can come.
Because you're going every Monday, right, Denise?
Yes. There's 1 week, but it doesn't affect this meeting. It affects I'll be able to attend a planning board meeting. There's 1 week for some reason it's on a Tuesday, but all the other classes are all on Mondays.
And when do you start the first week in January?
The 6th. The day of the planning board reorg. Yeah.
And then after Baker, do we have any other cases in the wings?
So time for that dramatic reading now?
Oh, we still have 10 minutes.
And that was a lengthy discussion on scheduling.
Yeah.
You know, for an economy that's going the way ours is, we're not getting much business at all.
Right. Actually, maybe we should take a break in the meeting so that we're not going to have our chit-chat as part of the minutes.
Okay.
Take a 10-minute recess.
All right. So it's 20 after. We'll go on recess and reconvene at 7:30. Stop the recording. Very intriguing. That one's a little bit fast. Mine's right, though.
I got an extra 2 minutes.
I'm pretty sure mine's 5 seconds.
I was going to say, mine's 6.
I'm not going to say this.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We are back on the record and going to public hearing for Platypus, applicant seeking amended preliminary and final site plan approval. I'll let you read the following. I'll let you read all the details. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Let me begin with not one but two apologies. I'm Neil Yaskin of Cullen and Dykman, and I represent the applicant Platypus. I apologize for having noticed the meeting for 7:30 and not 7. We used the form that predated your 2018 change, so we noticed for 7:30. My other apology, I have my phone in front of me. My son broke his collarbone and is in the hospital waiting to talk to a surgeon. So I figure you would understand.
Of course, absolutely.
I think we've all been there.
my first experience. Made it to 25 without a break. This is an application for amended preliminary and final site plan approval for an existing construction, excavation, and landscaping maintenance and storage yard operated on Route 22 by my client. There have been 5 prior approvals dating back to 2015, an original approval, and then 4 different amendments. We're here tonight to present 5 minor revisions as listed in the July 23rd, 2019 application filed by Parker Engineering and Surveying. I have 2 witnesses. The first is Steve Parker, who is the project engineer, and And then Glenn Lakis, with the owner and operator of Platypus. We have three review letters from the board's planner, landscape architect, and engineer. And to the extent that there are any conditions in those letters, and they're very minor, we'll review them, but I can indicate to you in advance that the applicant agrees to those conditions. So with that background, what I'd like to do is ask Mr. Parker to come up and be sworn and testify.
Do you want to swear everyone in at once?
Yeah.
If that's your practice, sure.
Okay. Would you just state your spell your business address for us, please?
Yeah, Steve Parker, Parker Engineering, last name P-A-R-K-E-R, Somerville, New Jersey.
Thank you. And can you just spell your last name for us?
L-I-K-U-S.
Thank you. And then we have our board landscape architect and our board planner. And can everyone raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I just note, Mr. Parker, we saw you, I'm looking at my notes, October of 2015, so we've already qualified you as an expert in this area for this board, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Saves me a question. Mr. Parker, did you prepare the application in the plans for the subject hearing?
Yes, I did.
Would you like me to repeat that? The question was whether Mr. Parker prepared the application and the plans that are the subject of this hearing.
Yes, I did.
I believe there are five revisions proposed in that application. Could you walk the board through those?
Yeah, I will. What I'll do is there's five of them, and we'll go through each one of them. As we go along, but they're minor changes to the site plan that have kind of come up, during construction. The site is actually substantially completed at this point. All the site work has been substantially completed, and so these are just changes that have kind of developed as the construction has gone along. The first change is there was a concrete pad on the southerly end of the proposed building. The proposed building addition that is not needed. It was anticipated that might be needed at one of the entrances. However, none of the other doors have them, and the site seems to function very well without that. So we don't. It's just not needed to have that concrete pad on the southerly end of the building. That was in front of the doors. And it's just going to operate the same way the rest of the doors do currently. Just have gravel right up to the doors, and the vehicles will be able to go in and out of those doors just from the gravel. The second change was there was a detail for a wood fence. The wood fence was provided as a screen along some of the adjacent residential properties, and we just wanted to change the detail, what that looks like. And those changes have been presented on the plans that were submitted with the application. And so the request is just for a change to that. It's still a board fence, substantially solid, just with some offset boards in there. So it's just a minor change to that board fence that's being requested. The third change was there was a directional sign at the entrance driveway triangle. What that means is there was, if you remember, there's a... it's not just a single driveway. It's divided a little bit at the entrance with a triangle as requested by the DOT. So there's an inlet side and an outlet side. We had originally proposed a directional sign in there, and the DOT said that's really not necessary, and they would like that removed. So we did remove that. The rest of the site improvements have been constructed, and the DOT has actually signed off on the project for all of the improvements that were completed that are under their jurisdiction. So the recommendation is to remove that one sign.
If you could just follow up, that was a sign that, pointed west on Route 22.
That's correct. Right. Yep, just a one-way sign is what it was, and they asked that be removed. If the board remembers, there was originally a residence that was part of the application on the property toward the front. Since the original approval, that's no longer part of the application. But part of the original approval required a split rail fence that separated the commercial use from the residential use, along with some other plantings that were proposed in there. Since there is no more residential use on the property, we're just requesting that that fence be eliminated since it's not needed. There's still a substantial planting buffer in that area, and there's, in fact, a berm that's proposed there with plants on it as well. So that's the request, is to just remove that fence from that area. The driveway gate, the fifth change of the driveway gate, has been relocated. I believe the engineer's letter indicates it's a little bit actually closer to the road. There's a gate that's operates by remote, or it's a keypad entry, so it's a security gate is what it is. That was actually moved closer to Route 22, and so the location of that has changed. There's still plenty of room for a tractor trailer with heavy equipment on the back to pull in completely off Route 22 and onto the site, and operate the gate and then proceed into the site.
Sorry, just to clarify, Tom, your report says that it moved further away.
I was mistaken, and that was partially based off, I think, some correspondence from the Abbott Center. Okay.
Mr. Parker, how much closer to Route 22 did the security gate?
So, yeah, this is identified in the engineer's review letter. The original approval was at about 155 feet away from Route 22, and now it's at about 110 feet, so it's 45 feet closer. So it'll still be 110 feet away from Route 22, which is more than enough room to have a tractor trailer, a heavy equipment trailer on the back, completely off the road as they're stopping to go and proceed on through the gate. There's one more change that I think is not mentioned here, and that was there's a landscape berm that's proposed on the north side of the project area, just beyond the parking area. A landscape berm that will have the plantings on it that are proposed in that area are proposed to remain. And you'll see in Mr. Bosenberg's letter, he's actually recommending some additional plantings in that area. But we're proposing some of those to be on a berm, landscape berm, again, just to kind of provide more of a buffer, visual buffer between Route 78 and the property itself.
And that was the change that I indicated was acceptable. Mr. Bosenberg's requirements are acceptable to the applicant.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. So those are really the changes, the extent of the changes that are being proposed. They're quite minor, all of them. And so we're just requesting that the board look at those and approve those.
Is the concrete pad, I'm just kind of looking at number one, is the concrete pad laid out on one of these?
It is.
It's on. Are we looking at?
So, actually, you know what? You don't see it on these plans anymore because it was taken off of these plans. If those are the latest plans, it was at the southerly end of where the building addition is shown. If you look on sheet number three,
okay.
there's a hatched area at the southerly end of the garage. Okay, that's a building addition that's being added. The plans that were originally approved by the board had to the south of that addition a concrete pad that was to act as an apron into the building itself. It's just not necessary. It's not needed. That area is going to be gravel. It's still going to operate the way that it was proposed to originally operate. There's no change to the way the building operates, the way the parking lot is laid out.
Mr. Chairman, would you like Mr. Parker to point it out on the plan?
Yeah, sure, please. Do you have a plan to hold on?
I do. I can just hold it. Before,
is that the same plan that we have?
This is the same plan you have. It's just a bigger version of it. Yeah. So if you look at the, this is Route 22 on this side over here. Route 78 is over here. The existing building is right in basically the middle of the property. There's a hatched area that's shown on the south end of that building, on the Route 22 side of the building. That's the building addition. And what the original approved plans illustrated was outside of that, because there's going to be garage doors, equipment doors there, there was a pad that was to serve as an apron for access into the building. It's just not needed. It's not necessary. So that's going to be gravel instead of concrete. still going to operate the same way. They're going to, trucks are going to come in and out of those doors like they were going to before, but instead of driving over concrete to get in, they're just going to drive over gravel. That's the extent of the change.
And that's sheet 3 of 11, Council.
I don't believe there were any engineering issues raised as a result of that.
Nor not. I spoke with Kathy Marcelli this morning. She didn't have a problem with it. And Mr. Parker, could you just take us through each of these one at a time, show us on the plans? I don't know if there's a way for you to...
You know what? I have a couple of...
Clip them up someplace.
Council, do you want it, Mark?
Yeah, is the board different than what the...
No.
Okay, then we don't generally mark them.
Is that right? It's the same
These plan. Are the exact same plans. They're just the bigger version, the full-size version. I think the board has some of those as well. So we talked about the location of the concrete pad on the southerly end of the building addition. Then I think the next, there's a wood fence that's shown as a buffer, and then it's on the landscape sheets, which are sheet 5.
I'm okay with what I'm doing, but thank you.
Just looking for the detail, for the fence detail that's changed. However, the fence itself is proposed to be, there's a fence along these areas here. These are residential, this is the subject property. These are residential lots right in here. Their driveway access comes in right along the edge of the subject property. But the idea of the fence and the plantings that are proposed are basically to screen and buffer those residences from the commercial side here. And the fence detail, the new fence detail, is included in the plan set.
It's on my sheet 5 of 11.
Okay, I think that actually has changed. The one at the bottom. I apologize for not having that on the big sheet there. But that's, I believe there's a change made to that fence.
Here's the fence detail right
there. Yeah, I think there's a change. Yeah.
Steve, I believe in the application package.
Okay.
That there's a section of the fence itself.
The fence you're referring to on sheet 5 was the original fence that was proposed. There's been a change to that. Go ahead, maybe Mr. Likas can describe that, exactly what that is.
The change is so minute that it hardly warrants a drawing. But originally we used just a stock design of the fence that had like a 2x4 running horizontally on the top and alternating vertical boards on either side of that. And to simplify and make it cleaner looking, I wanted to have all those boards in the plane. So I thought rather than them on either side, put them all on one side. It was a very simple drawing. I thought it made it into here.
I did too. I don't know what it is.
But
Mr. Parker, isn't that indicated on 5 of 5 when I'm looking at this? Based on this drawing here, it looks like what Mr. Likas is describing, that's what's on that. That's, you know, maybe that is the change. It was probably new then. Yeah, I don't know if the spacings are quite the same, but
right.
I guess that you're right. That's
the
immaterial.
One. That's the one.
That's the one. You're right.
Yes.
Right.
So just to, Mr. Parker, just clarify. So the boards are now flush mounted to one another rather than alternating.
That's correct. Yes, that's the change.
And then other than that detail change, the landscaping that's shown here that was previously approved by the board.
That's correct. That's the exact landscaping that was on there. As you said, Mr. Closenberg has recommended some additional changes, which we'll get into shortly.
Just to finish on the fence, the fence is the same height as it was before and the same amount of coverage, just changing of the boards from multi-site to single-site. Otherwise, it's the same, right?
That's exactly
providing
right.
The same amount of coverage.
That's correct.
In the same location, same length of fence, everything is the same. Correct.
Mr. Chairman, the only other, just to kind of jump around here, since we're talking about the fence, when I was at the site today, I noticed it was stained a dark hunter green, where on the plans it was the dark brown. And I know we talked about following the design guidelines way back in 2015, and then the highway design guidelines talk about earth tone colors, and hence that was the reason why I asked to have the dark brown put on the plan. But for some reason, when it got installed, it turned green.
I honestly missed the detail. It's a brownish green in my sense. There's lots of trees in the back. But I'm happy to paint brown if you guys want.
I mean, so the reason why we always talk about those earth tones, not so much in the summertime when there's green leaves, it's when it's this time of the year, there is no green, and you really see browns and grays in the landscape. So I think Tom, not to put word in Tom's mouth here, but we both feel the brown would be a better color there because this time of year the green jumps out when you pull in there. But it's
fencing isn't just a good one. If you want to small detail, all of the trees planted in front of that road are greens. So it really does blend in. It's the same color as the evergreens from 100 feet. It's sort of blending together.
It's the board's decision.
But I'm happy to do a brown if that's what you guys want.
Well, is that's the fence that separates the houses along there,
that's
right?
Correct.
So it's
correct.
Not really visible from the road.
The fence is visible from the road. When you look to the right, when you come up there, you can certainly see the fence because you catch it on an angle because down at the southeast corner, as you come west on Route 22, mm-hmm. you start to see a bit of the fence, and then when you just pass the entrance and you quickly look to the right, it's there. This is a fairly generous opening because of the turning radiuses for the truck, et cetera, et cetera. So you see the fence.
I was thinking we meant the fence that ran in a
perpendicular
north-south direction.
There's no fence on that berm running north-south.
It's right here. You'd see all this part of it.
Oh, see, I was thinking it was here.
Yeah, so the fence runs north-south, okay. And then it changes and runs east-west.
Right. Okay.
It does make a 90-degree turn there.
So. Okay.
I mean, it looks nice. It's just that we spent some effort in talking about brown, and it turned into green, but...
I mean, does the green still comply with the corridor design standard, or is this something that actually would need a design exception?
Well, technically, this matter we have to address as a compliance standard, and it would seem to deviate as a condition. So if the board is okay with everything else that goes on tonight, perhaps it could be addressed as a matter of compliance, where if... it was determined to be acceptable, being that winter's approaching, if people wanted to drive by and see if it was okay, how it looked and impacted the roadway, you know, if it was determined to be acceptable, okay, we leave it, or we find that it's not okay and redo it in the spring, perhaps.
I give you my personal take on this, so others may disagree. If there's some reason to say we would have approved green before it was put up, we would have said, yeah, there's justification to do that. We'd give a design waiver. Mm-hmm. I would say, okay, if there's no good rationale for doing it, and the applicant is saying he would change it, then I would go that route. So I don't think
I would agree with that.
Actually, the fence is not very visible to the site. It's visible to the people who live next to the site.
Yes.
So I wonder what they want.
There's no one here tonight.
Right.
Actually, my guy has lots of seven.
Hold on. Do we want? I mean, do you want to hear?
Yeah, this is probably the right time. Okay. If you could identify yourself, sir.
And then I'll.
I'm Mark Phillips.
Why don't you just come on up and so you can.
Mark with a K or Mark with a C?
Mark with a K.
You could grab a microphone.
Phillips.
Okay, I'll try to speak loud. It's
for the recording.
Oh, for the recording? Okay. All right. I represent Spruce Associates, and they own a lot 7. which is mostly the farmland lot, to the east of the applicant's lot. And I've been listening to the discussion about colors, and I'm not really here about the colors. I'm here more about the concrete pad, and I can talk to them later about that. But brown, green, they don't care. My guy sees the plans, or I looked at them today. There's all kinds of landscaping being put in there, new trees being put in there.
You don't care about the fence color?
We don't care about
it. All right, we'll come back to you on the pad then, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So should we defer the question? I mean, if the neighbors feel one way or another, we have to decide right now?
What? I would.
Well, I think the color was chosen for a purpose. So
to meet the design guidelines.
That it would blend in better. We've been given some input that it's being covered. I haven't seen the site in its current condition, daylight. But apparently the brown still may or may not be the better choice.
We would be happy to a condition, Mr. Chairman, which says if in the judgment of the board's professionals, the design guidelines should be adhered to strictly, that's fine. I mean, we agree to that.
Well, we're here now, so if it was the alternative, you'd have to be granted a waiver.
Right, but so I don't want to ask for a waiver. I think it complicates the record.
Okay, so just go brown?
I think that let your professionals and even board members go by, as long as you don't go by as a group. And if the decision is made as a compliance matter that it should be brown, then the color will be changed.
Well, I guess my concern is that you need a design exception to use something other than an earth tone.
Right. And if you want to vote tonight, the going by it is difficult.
We would need to hear testimony on why it should be something other than an earth tone.
But that was my point. I'm not prepared to offer a reason other than it's there.
Right.
Look, we could say the design guidelines say earth tones. I could argue that dark green is an earth tone.
Well,
I'm not going to make that argument. What I'm saying is whatever you want, but
the ordinance says earth tones in the red, tan, white, or brown range.
Well, what if you grant a design waiver and somebody drives by tomorrow and say, gee, the green looks nice?
What would the rationale for a design waiver be?
There wouldn't be one. That's what I'm saying.
Then we wouldn't grant
one.
If there's no
then
rationale.
Then I'm not asking for one. So we'll paint it brown.
Okay.
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 Which, sir?
Brad, color of your coat, was it green or brown? Because I would paint the fence that color. It's actually exactly what the strategy would do. Would you consider that brown?
No, I wouldn't. I'd consider it green.
You would?
I think based on what we just heard about the colors that are considered earth tone, that we have to be consistent. I would raise some caution there.
And I mainly raised it because it was on the plan.
Yeah, right.
And that's when I went out there and saw it was green, I went, oh.
Okay, so then it's going right now, it's going to be a condition that it's going back to brown.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct.
Good.
And while we're on the fence in the planning report, there's some if it's to provide screening, the detail should include a solid fence as opposed to a 3/4 inch separation.
My understanding is that apparently it's 3/8 inch spacing, which is
that's minimal.
It's close. My understanding is that the fence detail has evolved over time, so the idea was just to make sure that the fence that was supplied meets the original intent. It sounds like it does, or it's pretty close to meeting the intent. And it's in.
Now. So that's 3/8 inch is what the separation is?
Based on the detail. And it may, in fact.
Well, but it's there, so it's based on the actual
fence.
Well,
it's based on what's there,
correct.
Which it seems to be achieving the intent.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. So is there anything else on fence, or are we done with that one? I think that'll be the hardest one, actually.
Yeah. I have nothing more to offer on that.
Okay, so that was number two. Number three was
directional narrow.
Directional, and that came from NJDOT, right?
They recommended it, even when they recommended it, so that's
Yes, it's over here. So we removed that.
Okay. You're having problems with that one?
Nope.
And number four, fence between house and garage, no house?
Yeah, it's not no longer there. It's still shown on the plan as being there because that's what was approved. But part of the original plans included a fence in this area that acts as a screen and a separation between the commercial, side or commercial use of the property and the residential side. This house is gone. It's not proposed to be part of the application. There will be no residential component to this site. Not any longer. We don't see a need for the separation with this football fence. The landscaping is still going to be there.
I have to slow down. Sorry, I'm not that good.
Sorry about that. The landscaping plans are not being changed. There's nothing with regard to what was originally approved for the plantings between the Aranda area. That's not changing at all. So just removing the fence.
Okay. Anyone have a problem with that?
No.
Okay. That was number four. Number five is driveway gate.
The driveway gate is shown right in this area, right kind of just before the curb and the driveway into the site. And so there's still plenty of stacking room there to get a truck and a trailer completely off the road while they're just waiting for the gate to open. It just doesn't need to be that far into the site.
Mr. Parker, there was a comment in one of the review memos that said there was insufficient room to park two tractor trailers. Let me ask a question. Are there ever circumstances in which there are two tractor trailers stacked there?
I hate to say never, but very, very unusual.
Mr. Likas, has there been any circumstance in which that occurred?
I have one. And that's the only one that doesn't have.
You have only one truck of that line.
And why was that relocated again? Is that a DOT thing?
No, just a preference. It works better at that at the proposed location than further into the site. That's all.
And DOT is okay with, I don't know if it's part within their jurisdiction, but they were okay with the gate in the proposed location?
Yes, because it's been there, and they approved the site improvements out there.
All right. And there is a way for emergency personnel to access the site through the gate?
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Could you just describe it for the record?
It's not a problem.
Okay, yeah. Standard.
I don't recall that there was any discussion why 155 feet was important to the approvals.
There wasn't any.
Okay.
That was just the number that we came up with before. And again, I think the importance was everyone, including, let's say, DOT, your engineer, wanted there to be enough room in there to get a long vehicle completely off the road before it hit that gate. And this location does, and the other one did as well.
Okay.
This one just works better. One other item I do want to mention is there's a proposal for a wood heater. I neglected to mention that as part of the assembly. It's going to provide heat for the building itself. It's shown on sheet three of the plan set. It's one of those ones that burns, burns wood. It's approved by the county health department. That's going to provide heat for the building and actually for the floor of the shop.
Is that inside the building or outside?
It's outside the building. It's a separate structure. There's certain setbacks it has to meet from the building itself, but it meets all the setbacks from the property line, it's going to just provide heat to the floor.
How big is the structure?
Was it 8x8?
I think it's
6x8.
Is that actually burning wood, or is that a pellet stove, or what?
It burns wood.
Where would the fuel storage for that be?
In the back, there's a storage area in the back for some trailers and some parking. It's going to go back in that area back over there.
So just a wood pile back there would be the intent. Okay.
Just to go back to the driveway real quick, design is such that it seems like only right turns can occur there, but are left turns possible, or are they prohibited by any means? I think there's a concern.
Out of the driveway, you mean?
Correct. Exiting the
driveway. Yeah, DOT says you can't do it. Right. That's why, in fact, that's part of the reason why there's that triangle right there. That's designed so that a vehicle leaving the site cannot go through the line.
I see that it's designed. It was a concern that the township had raised. Is there any signage to that end, just so nobody could wiggle around that and make a left?
There was signage until DOT said take it down.
In terms of making a no-left turn?
That's correct.
That was the direction.
That was the sign.
That's the whole reason the driveway is designed that way, with that triangle there in the middle.
To encourage or discourage that.
Yeah.
Did DOT give an explanation then for why they didn't want that sign?
I think they're just interfering with probably the site distance or sight lines or something like that. I just didn't see it being necessary.
Mr. Parker, would it be possible, is it permissible to put a small no left turn sign that would not violate DOT standards?
We could put on the right side, Steve, there's the stop sign.
Yeah.
Put it right below that.
Yeah.
So is that another sign that needs approval then? I think you'd better off just DOT's take it away.
Yeah.
You leave it alone.
And I think, as I recall, that doesn't line up with the break in the divided highway, does it? That driveway?
It's close, but with that exit, the way it's, with the curve in that exit, you can't, well, unless you're going to run a curve, but I mean, that's part of the DOT was very concerned about that. They didn't want, especially a trailer and a truck, you know, cutting across westbound Route 22 to go eastbound.
Right.
So that's why they specifically said you've got to put that curve in the driveway and they can go westbound only.
Is there anything else, Mr. Parker?
No, that's all I have.
I have one more question.
I was going to go on to number 6, Berm on the north side, but go ahead.
I have one more question for you about the fence that we had already moved on from. You said that originally it was the slats were on opposing sides, and now they're all on one side?
Correct.
Which side are they on?
Neighbor's side.
Okay.
Which probably makes it closer to full coverage.
Yes.
Because you can't see in between them, so it's probably better than what it was before. And then number 6, berm on the north side, need additional planting.
So there's proposed landscape berm on the north side of the project, so between the site and Route 78. And again, that's the plantings are all staying the same, although we agreed to add some more that Mr. Posenberg has recommended. But the berm just adds more height to provide a greater visual barrier between Route 78 and looking at the property.
Okay. Brian, do you have any comments on that?
No, I'm satisfied if they're willing to add the 19 evergreens in the area immediately to the north of the proposed berm.
All good.
I'm all good.
Okay. Any questions on any of those pieces? We'll get to Mr. Phillips, right?
Could I just ask a few more housekeeping items?
Sure.
No more. So you mentioned most of the site work's done. To what extent is all of that site work reflected on the site plan that we have? Because I know, for instance, the house is still there with a note that it's going to be demolished. The concrete pad's not shown. I just want to make sure that at some point the township receives, you know, a fully developed plan. I think the engineer recommended an as-built.
As-built.
You confirm everything's been complied with.
It's my understanding that an as-built is required to have the bond released. So there will be an as-built.
With respect to the fuel tank, is that the actual location that's been installed?
Yeah.
It's shown on the plan?
Yeah.
And it hasn't grown in size since the original approval?
Okay.
I think I have just one more question. With regards to Highlands approval, it would seem that all of these changes are minor and that would qualify as exemptions, but have you gone through the motions to confirm that they are, in fact, exemptions?
We did, yeah. We submitted an application, and in fact, I think it's in the packet that was submitted to the board. There is an exemption that was received from Highlands for the work in the project. So,
I'm sorry if I missed that.
No, no problem. The board has that. It's been submitted. I'm just looking for it here. Yeah. That was received on November 14th.
That wasn't, though, from the Highlands. That was from the township.
For the exemption.
They would grant the exception, though.
Right.
Oh,
the township
is
authorized to do that.
Correct.
One more question as I'm going through my memo here. So, again, as the site has been developed, the zoning table reflects all that, the changes in terms of building coverage, for instance, that the house has been demoed, or has that been revised to the extent?
Those have been revised. In fact, Mrs. Marcelli asked for those to be changed and updated on the plans that they have.
Okay. And the as-built, again,
we'll show all that stuff.
Okay.
Right.
Great. Thank you. That's it for me.
Okay. So it's Mr. Phillips, right?
Yes.
If you come on up and tell us what your questions or concerns are, please.
Sure, no problem. Most of my questions have to do with the concrete pad. I noted that in the plans, it indicates that vehicles are going to be washed inside the garage. And I was just wondering if any maintenance work was being done outside on this concrete pad that's being removed, or is maintenance confined to the interior of the garage itself as well?
Yeah, all maintenance is going to be inside the building. No outside maintenance.
Okay. And how about the storage of, fuel is going to be in a tank?
Correct.
Okay. Right. And it's got to be transferred between the vehicles coming in for servicing and maintenance, and it's also going to be filled from time to time, too, as well.
That's correct.
Okay. Is the tank itself in the gravel area, or is there some concrete around it where the transfer of fuel is going to be taking place?
It's in...
There's the tanks are double-line tanks, concrete structure tanks with the fuel on the inside. They sit on a concrete pad, and on the outside of the concrete pad, they're bollards.
Okay, so when the transfer of fuel takes place, the truck being filled will be on top of a concrete pad?
Correct.
Okay. Well, not the gravel.
When the fuel truck comes, the tanks are on
okay.
The truck is not on
it. It's on gravel.
Right. The
okay.
Truck is on gravel.
All right.
And vice versa. When our trucks are in fuel, they park on gravel. Those go to the truck.
Okay. I was just... My client had concerns about possible spillage. He has property downhill in lot 7, and he doesn't want diesel fuel coming down to his property, and he thought that maybe if it was poured over a concrete pad, that could prevent absorption into the soils and eventually making its way down. Now, I don't know how often an accident would happen in a case.
Let me respond to Mr. Phillips' question by asking Mr. Parker two questions. One was the parking area for the trucks when they're being fueled. Always, so the prior approval included parking over gravel. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So the concrete pad was not intended as a spill prevention.
No, it never was. No.
Okay, so the prior approval didn't have anything to do with the concrete pad.
Not with respect to fuel.
Okay.
That's correct.
The pad being removed has nothing to do with where you're fueling the trucks.
That's correct.
Exactly correct.
Okay. That was mine. That was my client's main concern.
Okay.
Did the township's engineer raise any concerns about fueling on gravel?
No.
I think the storage tank was the subject of prior reviews in the location.
Yeah, no, I remember that, yeah, and removing the old tank and things like that. But I would have thought it would be safer environmentally to have both the truck delivering the fuel and trucks receiving fuel on a concrete pad rather than on gravel.
We're here.
So that if there is a spill, it could be contained rather than going into the soil.
We're here for amended site plan approval.
That's your for sale.
My only other question had to do with mutations that I saw in the application or in the plant itself that said that refuse was going to be stored inside until it's time to be transferred or taken away by a waste hauler. Does that refuse include a hazardous materials? Or were these things that had been stored on a concrete pad before hazardous materials, or were they always in the garage itself anyway?
Yeah, there's nothing ever stored on a concrete pad. That concrete pad at the south end of the building that's being removed in this application was just to drive over and across. There was no mechanical work or no storage on that. Any kind of – there are, I guess what you say, hazardous materials, maybe oil that's being changed in the vehicles or something like that. That will be stored inside. It's handled by a recycler. There's very specific ways that they store that in containers. The waste oil recycler comes in, picks it up, transfers it out. So all that stuff will be stored inside, in proper containers. And
And if I recall, Mr. Chairman, that was the topic of some discussion and testimony about the original approval, and it was a condition of the original approval that all refuse be stored inside.
That's pretty much all my client was concerned about. You know, mostly the concrete pad, what had it been used for in the past, and what changes were being made. So I think they clarified everything to my consent.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so I think we have all questions have been answered, have been agreed to the landscape recommendations. Tends to be brown, not whatever that is. And does anyone else have any comments, questions? No? If not, we could have a motion for approval of amended preliminary and final site plan.
So moved.
Okay, do you have any? Are there any?
No, there were no conditions. We covered anything in there, and there were one or two conditions from Kathy's report as well, and I think that was it.
Okay.
So I think you're good.
Okay, so
moved.
And a second, please.
Second.
Denise, you call the roll.
Yes, Mr. Matson?
Yes.
Mr. Caffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McKiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Caffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Robert?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And taking care of all the public topics, right?
Have a happy holiday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, your phone didn't ring.
Thank you.
Is that
a good sign?
Yeah, is that good that you didn't have your phone ring or bad?
He's already been told he has to have the surgery.
Oh.
Waiting to find out who's going to do it and when. But thanks for asking.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All
in
favor?
Aye. Happy holidays.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so I don't
see so I feel bad.
Good luck with everything.
Do you have a name for your form or anything?
I don't like it.
Okay. That was
over gravel.
How many years
ago? Remember that.
Yeah. No, yeah, but I was on it.
You said mostly locally?
We're going to sell from one off. We're not making any.
Well, if you have a training or a collection system or something like that, I think a lot of the work. I mean, usually it's a 1 gallon.
I'd be willing to bet that they won't go through that whole area on concrete though, so we're giving them a couple of words.
Well, no, I think they're impervious.
Yeah, I
think
so. Small.
We'll never know. What was the situation with the house? Why was there a house on commercial property?
It was a historic house. We got a grant for a couple of modern heaps of.